Today's primary election in Ohio is one of the most closely watched in the country. Former President Donald Trump has weighed in, endorsing Republican Senate candidate J.D. Vance in a race that will show how much influence Trump still holds over the party. Karen Kassler joins us now. She's the State House News Bureau Chief for Ohio Public Radio. Hi, Karen.
Hi.
Well, let's start with the Republican Senate primary. It's a really crowded field with seven candidates. At a rally on Sunday, Trump mixed up the name of the Ohio candidate he is actually endorsing. Let's listen.
They're waiting for one race. You know, we've endorsed Dr. Oz. We've endorsed JP, right? J.D. Mandel, and he's doing great. They're all doing good.
It's actually J.D. Vance that he's endorsed. Josh Mandel is another candidate who was courting Trump's endorsement but did not get it. Karen, how did all of that go over in Ohio this weekend?
Well, that, I think, was a bit of a blow to J.D. Vance, who has been struggling somewhat after his endorsement from Trump, because there were some conservative groups who really felt that Vance didn't embody what they wanted out of a Trump endorsement. When Vance first got into the race last year, and then again after the Trump endorsement, there were all these videos and tweets and interviews that were shown of Vance disparaging former President Trump, saying some very nasty things about the former president. And so there were conservative groups who said that that showed that he really didn't deserve that endorsement, and they would rather Trump have endorsed Josh Mandel or some of the other candidates in the race. But certainly Vance's polling numbers, such as they are, there haven't been a lot of reliable polls in Ohio during this cycle. He's been surging ever since the Trump endorsement. And so now it's kind of a three-way race here between Vance, Mandel, and the long-shot dark horse candidate, so to speak, Matt Dolan, who is the only one in that field who really hasn't sought President Trump's endorsement.
And how's he doing in the polls? Surging?
Well, they're all kind of clustered there towards the top. The number of voters who are undecided appears to be under 10%, at least in this latest poll from Trafalgar. And that really suggests that this race is almost too close to call at this point. But certainly, if Trump's preferred candidate comes out on top, even after the criticisms about him, that gives you a sense that Trump really does still have a big hold in Ohio when it comes to the Republican Party.
The Senate race is to fill the seat of Republican Rob Portman, who is retiring. How different are all of these Republicans from Portman's really more moderate brand of politics?
One thing I think is really interesting is that Portman endorsed one of the candidates in this race, Jane Timken, the former chair of the Ohio Republican Party, who Trump had handpicked to lead the Republican Party after the 2020 election. And Portman's endorsement doesn't seem to have helped Timken at all. She's down near the bottom. And so the other candidates closer to the top really have a much more Trump-like style, whereas Portman was a lot more reserved, but still very conservative, still strongly supportive of President Trump. The other candidate, like I mentioned, the dark horse candidate, so to speak, Matt Dolan, a state senator from the Cleveland area, who has been campaigning without Trump's endorsement, saying he wasn't really seeking it. He's probably the most like Portman here, but he's also considered the establishment candidate who's not the really Trumpy one in this race.
About a minute left. I want to ask you about the Democratic primary. Representative Tim Ryan, he's been leading in the polls. Tell us quickly about that race.
Yeah, Tim Ryan is really dominating in that race. He's running against two contenders. The one most likely to give him any sort of a challenge is Columbus activist Morgan Harper. But that race seems to be pretty well solidified. Tim Ryan is campaigning a lot like Sherrod Brown, who is arguably Ohio's most popular Democrat, the incumbent senator. And he hasn't really spent a whole lot of money. Whereas on the Republican side, I should have mentioned, $66 million has already been spent by the candidates on the Republican side, which is the most expensive campaign in Ohio history, especially for a U.S. Senate race. It's really extraordinary.
And 10 seconds, Mike DeWine, the governor, Republican governor, how secure is he?
He seems pretty secure. He has a lot of money and a lot of name recognition.
Karen Kassler, Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau Chief. Karen, thanks for the update. Really interesting.
Great to talk to you. Thanks.